Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As more and more cities and towns work to attract more and more affluent residents to their downtown neighborhoods, this process of gentrification is creating a huge demand for affordable housing from its displaced residents. In fact, our next guest says this situation is affecting 1 in 5 of his upstate county citizens and why his organization is staying very busy helping with solutions. Monroe Free is president and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Greenville, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Monroe, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
First of all, give us an overview of your organization.
Well, Habitat for Humanity, Greenville County, and all over the state of South Carolina and across the country is an organization that provides affordable home ownership for families with low incomes, defined by us as people who make less than 60% of the area median income. In Greenville County, the area median income is $71,700, so they make 60% or less of that. Those are the people who are struggling to find affordable housing and really find it almost impossible to find affordable home ownership.
And as cities and towns, areas like Greenville, for example, continue with improvements in their downtown areas to attract new citizens, higher income citizens, I guess, you're seeing this result in a bigger demand now for what you are doing?
That's exactly right. A huge demand. In Greenville County, there are almost 12,500 units of affordable housing short. People who are making $8 and $10 an hour, they need to pay less than $520 a month for it to be, by definition, affordable.
Does Habitat for Humanity get involved with multifamily construction?
We are headed in that direction. As land prices go up, as demand goes up, we will move probably within the year to doing multifamily, if not this year, certainly next year.
Is the situation the same across our state?
Absolutely. There's about 30 habitats across the state of South Carolina. Everybody's grappling with a bigger need than can be met. Truthfully, it's not just South Carolina, Mike. There's not a single county in the United States where a person who makes minimum wage can afford the average cost of a one-bedroom rental.
This is a crisis that affects our economy as well.
Absolutely. We have to have the people who wait the tables for us in those wonderful restaurants in downtown Greenville. We've got to have the people who do the common labor work. They work very hard. They don't make the wages they need to have affordable housing. It's not just the crisis that affects our economy, but the solutions affect our economy in a very positive way. What we invest in the community comes back in remarkable ways. For every dollar given to Habitat Greenville, $7.11 come back in economic impact into the community. Our families pay taxes. Families have less medical crises. 68% of our families tell us their children's grades improve. Those are things that are economic issues in every community.
And so where are you getting your funding from to help with all of these projects?
Well, we create partnerships with a number of groups, some religious groups, BMW, Michelin. Recently, we started to build with the religious communities representing Islamic faith, Jewish faith, and representing Christian faith as a build together. So we create partnerships around idea of affordable housing.
And how are you finding the land, the places to build these new habitats?
That becomes the biggest challenge we face right now in Greenville because land costs are going up so fast that we're struggling to find land. We're moving further and further out of the city, but we're out there every day beating the pavement trying to find land. Right now, we have land for the next 2 years. After that, it's a little shaky, man, but we're looking every day, working with municipalities such as Greer and Simpsonville that are working with us right now on projects because they believe it's good for their city to have good, affordable housing for everyone.
And I'm assuming that the importance of public transportation plays a factor in the locations.
That's exactly right. transportation and affordable housing. If you can solve those two big issues in most communities, you've made an extraordinary impact into the community and into the economy of the community.
Monroe, thanks so much for your time and for making the trip to visit our studio.
Thank you. It's great to be with you, Mike.
Monroe Free is president and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.